You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I want to gamble.
I never want to hear those words out of your mouth again. Gambling is a very serious business.
Is that clear?
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man. Sure you don't want to save a few bucks for the buffet?
Welcome to the Fabulous Big Bet Podcast, part of the DWZ Fantasy Sports Network. And here are your hosts, Memphis at DWZ Memphis and Dr. Kyle at DWZ underscore Dr. PT. And now to the fabulous big bets.
Here's an idea. Why don't you give me half the money you were going to bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
You got lucky there.
Yep, it was luck.
So, that's it then. Just like a young man coming in for a quickie, I feel so unsatisfied.
What's happening, guys? Happy Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Fabulous Big Bet. I am your host. I am Memphis. Along with me, and a cast of characters, is my co-host. You know him as Dr. Kyle Bowser, but he's back. After another week of gallivanting around New York City.
I'm a killer. I'm the dirtiest player in the game. I know one thing, win at all costs.
Dr. Kyle, man, how was the comedy routine or whatever it was last week with the lovely Mrs. Dr. Kyle?
Phenomenal. If you have never checked out Eliza Schlesinger's stand-up, do it immediately. Her Netflix special, Elder Millennial, is one of my favorites of all time. Typically don't like comedians who do a lot of voices, but she nails them. She nails being a millennial. She nails, you know, guys navigating relationships, girls navigating relationships. And then, you know, the one we saw last week at Beacon Theater, 7 months pregnant and just all over the stage and just great points. Eliza Schlesinger, it's a mouthful, but she's worth it.
All right. Well, we have guests. This is part of the DWZ Football Network of fantasy podcasts, gambling podcasts. We have a host from every show. Now, we have Dr. Kyle and we have Kyle August. Kyle is the host of the Fantasy Football Smackdown. Kyle, you a little nervous to be talking gambling here on the big show?
12 months ago, I would have been, but luckily the great state of Illinois and all of our mounds of debt have legalized the crap out of everything known to man. So I've been making some money this year, listening to you guys as well, and it's been fun. So I'm looking forward to being on this show for the first time.
Yeah, man, we're very excited to have you. Going to be a good show. Good to know that Illinois, not only can you get legal weed, but you can get legal gambling. All right, you're sometimes co-host and the regular host of the Rookie Rundown. Get used to this voice. Get used to this man. He will be helping us with a bunch of rookie content in the offseason as early as after the Super Bowl. It is Mr. Dallas Hyder at Salad Galore on Twitter. Dallas, what's up, man?
Hey, it's great to be talking some numbers and monetary betting lines. That is not something I'm typically well-versed in doing, but I'm sticking tried and true this week with a position that I've been pretty solid on this year. So stay tuned for my take on that position.
Awesome. Awesome indeed. And speaking of making money, this guy not only helps you make money in DFS, he can help you make money with crypto and NFTs. We talked all about that in Wednesday's edition of the Dynasty Warzone, formerly at the Twitter handle Lou Dog Sports. You can now find him at Lou Dog Sherman. He is the co-host of the Daily Destroyer with our man Tyler O. Lou, what's going on, man?
Good. I'm in the state of Colorado, who they decided to take Pick'ems out recently. So I've been kind of bummed on that, but I'm still able to use sports books out here. So excited to talk some betting as well.
Well, we're excited to have you, man. Definitely going to be a good time. I am going to hang out with Lou. One thing I've learned in my year and a half of talking to Lou, interacting with him, is this guy knows how to get money, whether it's and it sounds funny. It's not like he's like, you know, got a ski mask and a pistol. I mean, this guy's out there making money in DFS. He's making money in crypto. He's making money in NFTs. That's the wave of the future. And surround yourself with really smart, talented people. That's why Lou's here. But that's not why this next guy's here. He's here because I love him. And he's my co-host of the Dynasty Warzone. It is the man of the hour and the man with the power. He is Jerry Sinclair.
You know, I thought it was weird that you invited me onto a gambling show and we weren't going to just talk poker theory, but it's fine. I'm here. Listen, can we just talk about how handsome Kyle Balzer is looking today? Like, Dr. Cobb, God damn, this man came put together today. So for one, you brought up Eliza. Me and the wife love her. She is awesome. I would definitely recommend watching that. Didn't you go to a Rangers game recently? You're just a man on the town nowadays.
Yeah, I actually saw the greatest Rangers game of all time this Sunday night. Ryan Lindgren, game winner, 0.4 seconds left.
Look at this guy. He's so cultured. He's so far beyond anything I can bring to the table.
Going to culture, a hockey game.
Some people
cultured.
Say cultured. Others say tired.
Some people think of like the theater. They think about Broadway. But Jerry.
Listen, hold on.
You're not interrupting. Wait. You want to know cultured? Cultured is I can get you from my seat in Madison Square Garden onto New Jersey Transit, Amtrak, or the LIRR in less than 6 minutes. Cultured right there.
I don't know if that's cultured.
Cultured here in the Murder Mitten involves drinking beer that's out of the side of a van, and there's trash cans that are on fire. Kyle August knows what I'm talking about. That was a little Detroit Lions versus Dallas Cowboys tailgating experience. We're built different here.
Heck yeah.
Not better. It's not better. It's just different.
We're going to do something different, especially for Kyle, Lou, Dallas, and Jerry. We're going to talk about some gambling. We don't have time for the full normal recap. I will just tell you on bets last week, Kyle was 2-3. I was 3-2. We both missed on those, damn Seattle Seabirds and Mallet Finger Wilson, and it's just been a train wreck with that guy. And stop betting against Arizona. I don't care if it's Colt McCoy. Shady McCoy. I don't care. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury has this team dialed in and ready to win. So what we're going to do on this show, we are just going to talk about some player props and the three games on Thursday. You're listening to this Thursday morning, or you may be listening to this after the games have already kicked off. But we're going to give you a little bit of action on everything Thursday, and then we'll pop back on here on Saturday or Sunday. I will go over the Sunday slate. I'll cover Monday Night Football, as well as some additional player props. I will do a one-time return to the ring of the People's Prop Cast, so popular from last year. Props have been going well for me. I have been 8-1 over my last 9. So, Kyle, I've got my mojo back as it relates to props.
Which Kyle are you talking to?
The one that co-hosts the gambling show.
I had to do it. I know. You're crushing it.
You're
making me money. You're making my friends money. You're making my friends' friends money. You're making my enemies money. It's great.
One of my favorite props to attack are, you're never going to get rich betting on or against Travis Kelce or Darren Waller or George Kittle. But you know what? There's a lot of money to be made out there on guys like Ryan Griffin, Adam Trautman. I mean, Anthony Firkser has made me a bunch of money this season. People hate these low reception total, no-name tight ends. I love them. I can't get enough of those on prop bets. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go just through the three games, and I'm going to ask anybody if they have anything. I've got a couple of things on the games, and then we'll just jump into some player props. First game, Jerry's Detroit Lions taking on the Chicago Bears. Chicago road favorite, Detroit getting 3.5 at home. Total on the game, 41. I'll go around the horn. Kyle August, do you have anything on this game?
I do. I have a player prop on this one. Is that okay? Do you want now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and knock him out.
Okay, so because it's this game, I like the over on DeAndre Swift receiving yards, just 33.5 on DraftKings. He was at that number every single game. And then all of a sudden Jared Goff needed an epidural or some shit. And, you know, then they had to start a man named Boyle. But I think that Goff will be back this week. It's sounding a little bit better. And I think Swift will just get back to his old ways. It's been a little bit of a weird couple weeks, but I like taking the over on 33.5 receiving yards for DeAndre Swift on Thanksgiving. Put that right next to the side of cranberry sauce, and I'm a happy man.
Cranberry sauce, can't beat it. Dallas, now you are a quasi Bears fan. Do you have anything on this game or any of the games? We'll just stick with this game.
Yeah, specifically for that game, I think the Bears are going to lose this one. So Jerry, you should be pretty happy about this one. I have the Bears losing, and so I guess I would say Detroit winning outright in this game would be a line I'd be pretty comfortable with. The Bears are cycling back into the not the Danny Dimes era, the Andy Dalton era, and he doesn't have a connection with literally anyone on the team. It's been abysmal every time he's actually been out there on offense. A lot of people that have watched these Thanksgiving Day games over the last couple of years have seen the Bears pretty handedly take care of the Detroit Lions, but that was a weird thing with Mitchell Trubisky just always kicking the crap out of the Lions on Thanksgiving. It just never really made sense. Everyone's pretty much hurt for the Bears. Khalil Mack on defense is out for the remainder of the year. Danny Trevathan is banged up. Darnell Mooney is banged up. Allen Robinson is banged up. The offensive line is banged up, all for Chicago. On the reverse side of it, Detroit is finally starting to get a little bit healthy. So I'm not pulling for your Detroit Lions to win, Jerry, but I think it's pretty regular, pretty normal to put some money down on them. I think it's a pretty comfortable bet that I'd be comfortable with, at least. And I'm a Bears fan, so.
All right, there you go. The Bears fan, he's leaning toward Detroit on the outright win. Jerry, did you have anything, a player prop, anything on this game?
No, the one thing I will say about this game is I'm going to guess it is eye cancer. I think you're going to rather pour hot gravy into your eyeballs than watch this game. For the most part, you're going to want to focus on your family. If there's anything a Detroit Lions fan during Thanksgiving can tell you about this game, you're going to want to focus on your family until your two uncles start talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, and then you're going to shift, and that's when you're going to focus on the Lions, and that's going to be a lot better for you. That's what I'll say about that matchup.
Yeah, I'm with Jerry. I'm going to talk Lions and Bears before I talk politics, anything like that. Lou, you have a prop for us later in the evening game. You have anything on this one for us?
Yeah, I actually, the line wasn't up earlier, but I like Marquise Goodwin. It's over, I'm seeing 38.5 right now for receiving yards. So with Andy Dalton specifically, he's had about a 12% target share. Mooney is first. He's basically been dominating the Dalton targets, but without Allen Robinson there, I expect Goodwin to get a few more. And he's the type of player who could just get the 38 yards on one target and be done with it then. So I kind of like Marquise Goodwin this week.
All right. Dr. Kyle, did you have anything on this game? Because I've got a prop. Yeah.
I'm on the Lions side here, especially with getting the hook. There's got to be turmoil in the Bears locker room right now. Matt Nagy thinks he's got good communication with the ownership. Andy Dalton is taking back over. Give me Dan Campbell. Just pumping guys up day after day. You know, I don't know if getting Goff back is the greatest thing, but the total I would also be on would be under 41.5. Dan Campbell has taken over play calling, and the dude just wants to ground and pound, and just slow the game down, just so old school. So Lions, I love the money line call.
Oh, you don't call
sprinkle some on
plays on three and
plus 3.5, and then sprinkle some on the money line and tease 3.5 up to 9.5, and the total up to 47.5. Do it all. It's Thanksgiving. Be gluttonous, folks. Just bet on it all.
There you go. Dr. Kyle, of course, going all in. I do have a hypothetical question. What kind of gravy goes with kneecaps? Is that a white gravy? Is that a brown gravy? I'm not really sure how Dan Campbell is going to fix his kneecaps. But for me, I want to go back to, I think it was Jerry talking about your family. See, this is the game. This is the pro move. You only get this at the Fabulous Big Bet and at the DWZ Fantasy Football Network of shows. This is the game where you go to your significant other that maybe doesn't like you watching football all the time and say, honey, we're not going to watch this game. I'm going to sit down with your grandma and we're going to talk about sewing and what she wants for Christmas and all this other dumb stuff so that at least you can squeeze in the last two games. No, I'm not going to watch football. You know, that they'll come up to you. Oh, let me guess. You're going to go plop down in front of the TV and just watch football? Absolutely not, babe. I love you. I love your family. And we're going to sit down and we're going to have a great conversation. Forget football, at least until 4:30 when the Dallas Cowboys come on. So my player prop on this game, I wanted to take Chicago and lay the 3.5. But I think the way they lost that game against the Ravens on Sunday broke their back. They had that game won, and they literally won it in the last minute of the game. Now there's talk they might fire Nagy. I don't think they'll fire Nagy until after the game. That was my initial thought, but I'm going to go with a David Montgomery prop. I'm going over 76.5 rushing yards. Detroit, 31st in the league in rushing yards given up. Only one team gives up more than that, and I believe that's the New York Jets. The Lions are giving up 115 yards a game. The last time these two teams played in week 4, Monty had 106 yards. He's had at least 60 yards rushing in every game he's ever played against the Detroit Lions. And it does look like Andy Dalton is going to be the quarterback with the ribs being banged up for Fields. So I kind of like them just in a boring game. I think everybody's got the right mindset. This is going to be a boring game. The only reason why I'm not looking at the unders is because I can see this being a turnover fest. Whether it's Jared Goff, whether it's Andy Dalton, even Justin Fields has been sacked quite a bit and had a few fumbles. So I'm just going to stick with my David Montgomery prop. I am going to go to my boy Kyle August as our resident Cowboys fan here. The Las Vegas Raiders on Thanksgiving going to Dallas. Dallas laying 7.5 at home, total of 51. Kyle August, I'm going to give you the first crack at this one as you are a Cowboys fan. Make sure to spend time with Mrs. Kyle before this game comes on so that you can buy your way into this peacefully.
The greatest thing that God ever did for me was put the Lions as the pairing to the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, because my entire life has been, you know what, we have a perfect time to eat dinner. It's whenever the Lions are playing. Doesn't matter who they're playing, we eat during that game. And then the dessert to end it all is going to be the Dallas Cowboys game. Hopefully they get their head out of their asses and show up this week back at home. They've been pretty piss poor against the AFC West so far. Lots to be determined still as far as if CeeDee Lamb can play or not. I believe it was, I can't remember if it was Roto World or wherever, there was a blurb. It's just like Jerry's son says he could pass concussion protocol. Talking about CeeDee Lamb, I don't know if any of those people know what they're doing up there, but if Lamb is there, you feel a lot better about, you know, the over in this one and the Cowboys. But if he's out, this offense could struggle just a bit. But I have a player prop for this one. I'm going under 89.5 total yards for Zeke. He's been banged up. The dude's a monster. He continues to play, even though he continues to get hurt. He got hurt again on Sunday, came back into the game. He's a full participant in practice, but he's been a full participant in practice at previous weeks as well. But then when he gets in the game, you can tell he's really not 100%. So I'm gonna lean into the under on that one. Over the last month, he has not eclipsed 55 rushing yards total, and he only has one game over 25 receiving yards. So he has not gone over 80 yards in any game total yards over the last 4 weeks. So I feel really good about that, taking the under on total yards for Zeke on Thursday. You're going to see a lot of Pollard, I think, a little bit even more than usual.
All right, Dallas. Anything on Dallas and the Raiders?
Not particularly. Dalton Schultz has been good, but the target consistency has been a little bit wavering over the last couple weeks, so it's not as consistent. Although Amari may be out again, I would assume, with this lingering injury that he has, Gallup has pretty much stolen Dak's eye. I feel like every time Gallup is healthy and in the game, he just is immediately who Dak takes a deep shot to at the beginning of the game almost every time. He's been a pretty consistent target holder over his career with Dak Prescott, and I think a lot of the targets that we saw with Schultz are going to end up going to Gallup. So I would probably be avoiding any of the Dalton Schultz prop bets this week from a betting standpoint. And he's not really high on my weekly rankings from the tight end position in general.
Oh man. I kind of liked Schultz a little bit in this one. The Raiders are the seventh most generous defense to the tight end. And I could see this and they've been somewhat difficult for wide receivers. Dr. Kyle, I'll throw it back to you. Jerry, anything on this game?
I mean, the only thing I would talk about is Michael Gallup, and Dallas sort of already hit on that, and I don't want to regurgitate it, because if Amari's out and if CeeDee Lamb is out, let that guy go to the moon. That's about all I got, though.
Yeah, I did the research while Jerry was going to the moon, and the Raiders are the third toughest matchup for the wide receiver, the seventh easiest matchup for the tight end. I might look at some Dalton Schultz. Lou, anything on your end on this game?
I kind of like the under in points. It's at 51 right now. And I just think both teams have sort of been struggling recently. And if the Cowboys are going to end up without Lamb and Cooper, I could see them struggling to move the ball a little bit. Zeke hasn't really been super efficient on the ground, like Kyle was saying. So I could see this being more of a slog of a game. And both defenses have been pretty solid. So I think I'm going to look at that under bet.
That was going to be my bet on this game as well. I was going to go with the under. 51 just seems ridiculous. I mean, yeah. We just watched Dallas play a 10 times better offense in Kansas City than the Raiders. The Raiders have been really like a ship lost at sea without John Gruden calling plays. I mean, they just – and then they doubled down and lost their field stretcher in Henry Ruggs, and this offense has just looked so plain and so boring and so vanilla that I love the under 51. I think 46.5 is about the right number, and I think you're getting a ton of value there. Dr. Kyle, anything on the boys and the Raiders?
I like the under as well. I can't lay that kind of lumber with the Cowboys, so if you have to gun to my head, take a side. Raiders, short week, banged up. Next week's probably way more important, playing New Orleans. Especially since the Eagles just beat them. I don't know if it'll come down to games in common or something at some point, but the Eagles are going to be nipping at the Cowboys' heels. So, I mean, I'm a Cowboys.
Have some faith, man.
No. 12 years of Jason Garrett, I have zero fucking faith. You know that.
Oh, it's you the can't Eagles, say man. That word. It's,
yeah, there it is. There it is. You your culprit right there.
I'm sorry.
I forgot we're non-denominational.
The other one. We're already on double secret probation.
That's the F word you can't say. Come on.
Yeah, that one right there. Well, let's transition quickly. Maybe they'll be so enamored with the Buffalo Bills.
Love it.
At the New Orleans Saints, Buffalo laying 4.5 coming off of a shellacking at the hands of the Colts. Total of the game, 46. I'll reverse it. Jerry, anything on this particular game?
Nothing that would help you. That's a... This is the problem. Is I am so far
honesty.
Out of I'm so far out of my element. I would only be detrimental. So it's better than me, you know, pissing in your Cheerios in the morning. You know, go get your milk. Talk to the people with the milk, not the people with piss.
All right, Lou, you have a problem.
Weird metaphor. Weird metaphor, by the way.
Do you piss in the bowl and then put the Cheerios in, or is it Cheerios?
No, absolutely not. You damn well know the cereal goes in first.
I heard him say that. I thought about this. But I didn't think it would be fair, because even though he's not the co-host of the Fabulous Big Bet, he's still my boy. That's my boy, Jerry. Lou, you have an actual prop bet to help the listeners of this podcast. Why don't you fire away?
Yeah, it's funny because I think I wrote this prop down an hour and a half ago, and it's already been bet down pretty far. But originally I got it on Emmanuel Sanders under 50 yards of 50 and a half, and now it's down to 41 and a half. So I guess I was right on that. And
out here moving lines.
I mean, not that I put a ton of money on it, but yeah, he hasn't really been doing much recently. And he's only had over 50 yards once since their week 7 bye. And now Beasley's back. He's likely to, I think he was at 57% of snaps last week. So he's trending up in usage. And then Gabe Davis is also trending up in usage. And I mean, Emmanuel Sanders is 34 years old now. So I think when it comes down to it, even 41 might be an okay line to go under, but definitely at 50, I wanted that. So I'll have to think about the 41.
Yeah, seems like it moved. Kyle August, anything on the Bills and the Saints?
When I looked earlier, a lot of the prop bets weren't up there, but I will put $5 on Taysom Hill to score a touchdown at plus 500, because if Sean Payton does anything, he's going to show some love to his boy Taysom Hill on Thanksgiving. I mean, let's go. Come on, let's just get in on that fun together.
All right, Kyle, anytime Taysom Hill touchdown score. Dallas, anything on this game for you?
Yeah, for me, it's back to the tight end. Well, it's a guy that I've talked about a couple of weeks actually in a row on Start Sit with Kyle. It's Adam Trautman. His reception total, basically prop bet over the last 5 weeks has been 2.5. So you're looking for 3. He's seen 85% plus of the snap share over the last 7 weeks straight. And he's seen 6+ targets over the last 4 weeks with 4+ receptions in 3 out of those 4 weeks. So I'm going to be leaning the Adam Trautman line. Like I said, I don't bet very often, so don't throw a ton of money on it, but I'm pretty confident just based off of the target share he's getting with Simeon at quarterback. There's 2 people that he looks to, and right now it's Traquan Smith and Adam Trautman.
All right. I like the honesty. I would keep an eye on if Trautman plays. He was a little nicked up on that game on Sunday against the Eagles. Dr. Kyle, what was your take on this game?
Man, Thursday sucks. You know, I feel like, look, we have 6 teams all coming off losses. A lot of teams need wins, it seems. The one thing, look, Sean Payton lost 3 games in a row for the first time in 5 years. I can't see him losing a 4th, or at least not covering the 4th at home on Thanksgiving. The Bills play the Patriots in what's going to be a really, really important game a week from Monday. So I would take the Saints here, getting points at home. You know, they're one of the teams with a real true home field advantage. You know, I think a total, I think I've said under for all 3. You know, we know Sean Payton likes to run the ball. I don't think he wants to lean on Trevor Siemian. If I'm not the prop guy, I'd be curious what Trevor Siemian's pass attempt over under is. That could be somewhere to look, especially if, you know, who knows, like maybe mid-game he's just like, screw it. Like, let's just give Taysom Hill the ball, you know, half the game, whatever it may be. So, yeah, Saints in the points.
A passing prop. There's not a passing prop on Siemian. There's one on Josh Allen attempts, but there's not one on Siemian. I'm actually going to throw out a prop for this game, impromptu, by the way, because I started thinking about Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore is having a resurgent season as a shutdown DB1. And I was looking at Stephon Diggs' box scores, I guess yardage, and the prop is 80.5 on DraftKings. 80.5 yards on DraftKings. That's a number he's hit twice in the last 5 weeks. He had 89 against the Titans, and he had 162 against the Jets. But against the Colts last week, it was in the rain. He only had 4 for 23. And then at the Jaguars, he had 6 for 85 and 5 for 40 against the Dolphins. And I do think Marshawn Lattimore can slow him down. He may wind up with a stat line of something like 6 for 70, but I don't think he goes over 81 yards. So I'm going to go under Stephon Diggs, 80.5 receiving yards. I think this is going to be an ugly game. We'll see how it goes. I think the I think there's going to be an attempt to get the running game going. I think Sean Payton is going to see what the Colts did with Jonathan Taylor. Hopefully they can get Alvin Kamara back after missing the last two games with a knee. But they've been leaning very heavily on Mark Ingram. I think they tried to slow this game down. Again, I like the call of mixing in Taysom Hill. So there you go. There's some nuggets and some notes on the three Thanksgiving games. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I'll be back on Saturday and maybe Friday. We'll see what's going on. Definitely not going to be out shopping. I'm not an idiot. So I'll be around the house. We'll be putting something together. I'll be doing maybe Dr. Kyle will do me the solid of sending me a few more picks, and I'll put together a quick big bet show for you guys, along with a mix in of some people's prop cast back for 1 week only in 2021. All right. On behalf of Kyle August, Dallas Hyder, Lou Sherman, a.k.a. Lou Dog, and my buddy, the man of the hour, the man with the power, Jerry Sinclair, we're going to remind you that here at the Fabulous Big Bet, money won is twice as sweet as money earned. And we'll see you next week.
Hate Brand Goods, that's us. You know, very, very proud of the brand and very proud of what we stand for, man. We stand for those who give a shit. We want to be with those who want to do more. And no matter what your pursuit is and whatever it is, as long as you're holding yourself to a higher standard and you're being accountable to what your goals are, we got your back. Hate Brand Goods, spread hate, always party.
$1,000 is a cool G, as we call it back home. Are you at liberty to play for that, Stanley? Would you prefer to play for smiles?